through stomping. Still got the question, how bad do you want it? I remember fifth grade days, just a no one. Flipped the page a couple years ago and got the zoning. Shorty leave with me tonight, what we on? She said she would treat so right, big fun. No 9 to 5, her job a dancer. She got the kush, dog, I brought the last zip. Excuse if I'm rude, I'm working my maleness. Backspace to leave, stay down to me. Ay, stay round the queens if I'm ever in your area. You come to me, ask improvements on your character. One man's trash be another man's treasure. One false move and it's done, dream killer. Now when I step, I'll be like, it's Doya, that is him. Big dog, six figures, please learn invest. Some learn finesse. She like the neck, dog, no VVS. Yeah, that's correct, dog, don't shake the left. You boo-boo, my conscience, no nonsense, no foo-foo. Just sit back and read more. She looking like I'll school you. Just don't get it twisted. Mac only holistic, materialistic. She tell me that she hate that. More into her health shit. Focused on her face, man. Cucumbers and lemon water. Ask me what the fragrance. Tell me you gotta be smart about it all. Risky as it is, way too involved. You chase your dreams, learn from wrongs. Don't hold grudges or bite your tongue, no.
Can I use your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, password's on the fridge. You just got to sit in that corner over there.
Over here?
Yep, yep. And angle that way.
Sweet. Is this all right?
And face east.
How about this?
You know what? Actually, it's really good in the laundry.
End your Wi-Fi woes. Get awesome Wi-Fi in every room with Orcon and Google Wi-Fi. Stream, download, share, and game seamlessly throughout your home with the best-in-class technology of Google Wi-Fi on Orcon. With their fastest fibre plan, only $99.95 per month for 24 months. Just search Orcon. Terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Christmas is cutting in early this year with Under the Arcade. Arcade Recordings and Secondhand Records joint Crimbo Bonanza with Reb Fountain, Albie and the Wolves, Fables, Bernie Griffin, the Frank Burkett Band, Victoria Vigensur, and him. Get your tidings in early at Under the Arcade, Friday, December 7th at the Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom. Early bird tickets on sale now from Under the Radar.
Now, what we see here is a historic facade of the George Courts building. Truly, this is the very heart of Kay Road.
Wow. Oh,
see, on the left there, some local flavour.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
I'm not local flavour. I'm just eating a muffin.
Ooh. Wow.
Primarily nocturnal creatures, Kay Road locals are best not disturbed in the AM.
Gee whiz, what a place.
First Thursday is coming up, and here at 95BFM, we want you to have your fill of Karangahape local flavour. That's why we're giving away a sweet little pack of Kay Road goodies. Just grab your Simplicity B card and stay tuned to 95BFM for your chance to win. First Thursday, Thursday, December 6th, all along on Kay Road.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
checking into reasonings. Credit up on let go for waiting round in it. Creeping up on a trip that ain't right. Breathing into a boat that ain't mine. Hold on, I can see forever. Checking into reasoning. Credit up on let go for waiting round in it. Creeping up on a trip that ain't right. Breathing into a world.
BFM News.
Aye, aye, Marie. Good afternoon. It is 6 o'clock. Russia has fired on and seized three Ukrainian naval vessels in the Crimean Peninsula. Two gunboats and a tug were captured by Russian forces, whilst Russian forces have also placed a tanker underneath a bridge in the Kerch Strait, blocking Ukrainian access to the Sea of Azov. Russian FSBV security says it was forced to act because the three vessels illegally entered its territorial waters, attempted illegal actions, and ignored warnings to stop while manoeuvring dangerously. Ukrainian politicians are due to vote on declaring martial law over the incident. Survivors of sex abuse are coming forward after Catholic school Old Boys formed an online support network. Former students of Lower Hutt, St. Bernard, Patrick Hill, and Steve Goodless set up a Facebook support group which has discovered previously unknown victims. Patrick Hill has previously investigated the prosecution of Brother Patrick Bignell, who in 2015 was convicted for abusing three victims. The forum has discovered there are at least seven victims during the 80s and 90s. The Marist Order has used the upcoming Royal Commission of Inquiry as a reason for not providing information on Brother Bignell, despite the commission not being due until 2023. Theresa May faces an uphill battle in getting her Brexit bill through. voted through by MPs. Eurosceptics from within their own party aren't happy with the deal, and May will spend much of a cabinet meeting later in the week trying to convince them of the benefits. May warns that if the deal fails to get through Parliament, negotiations would go back to square one, wasting 20 months of work. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has criticised the deal as a disaster and will instruct his MPs to vote against it. The contamination scare of South Canterbury strawberries has heightened as new reports of tampered strawberries are revealed. The supermarket Fresh Choice in Geraldine has confirmed the punnet of strawberries was bought that contained a needle. Ministry of Primary Industries says the person who found the needle was not injured and all strawberries were removed from the store's shelf as a precaution. The strawberry needle scare began in September as 100 incidents of needles discovered in strawberries were reported in Australia and one case was reported in New Zealand. And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ane ngā tohu huarere, here is your weather right now. It's sunny and dry, about 21 degrees. There's a light wind of about 20 kilometres from the west-northwest direction, and there's been no rainfall in the past 3 hours. Looking to the next few days, sunset is at 19 minutes past 8 this evening. Looking to the next few days, Ratu Tuesday is increasing cloud with showers developing and possible thunder with east-northeasterly winds. Rapa Wednesday is mostly fine with high cloud but chance of a shower and fresh sou'westerlies. And Rapa Day Thursday is fine with sunny periods, then chance of showers with sou'westerlies moving into light nor'easterlies. That is your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change. It's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear Professional Photographics.
Kina taira o Tangaroa e tēnei rā. Here is your surf report for tomorrow, Rapa Wednesday, the 27th of November. Ki te tai rāwhiti on the east coast is a 1 foot north-northwest swell with light northeast onshore winds turning offshore southwest in the late afternoon. Taipari high tide is at 11:08 a.m. and Taitimu low tide is at 5:19 p.m. That gets a 1 out of 10. Ki te tai Hua'aru on the west coast is a 2 to 3 foot west swell, easing with easterly offshore breezes, turning into southerly cross onshore winds in the late afternoon. Taitimu low tide is at 7:05 a.m. and Taipari high tide is at 1:16 p.m. That gets a 5 out of 10 for the morning, offering clean conditions. Over the next few days, the east coast has a small lift and swell midweek with fresh offshore winds, and the west coast swell eases to midweek with onshore winds picking up. That is your drive, weather, surf and news. Thank you to Damien for helping write the stories. And the time is 4 minutes past six.
Hey, big thanks to Damien, I think.
Yeah, buddy, does a great job there.
Went and helped out with the stories.
Certainly did.
Off back off home to the island, is it?
I don't live there anymore.
Oh, what?
No. Just earlier you were talking about how you...
I'm from Waiheke, yeah.
But you're born there? Or?
No, I was born in... what was I born?
Lachlan, I'm struggling, mate.
I was born in Greyland.
Really struggling with your Waiheke. Life story at the moment.
Now I'm bloody St. Luke's, mate.
Thinking about moving to Devonport, though?
Oh, no, not on your life.
Okay, mate.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for doing the news. We'll see you.
See you next Monday.
Yes!
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a regular thing?
It certainly is.
I'll jot that in my diary just now.
The BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear, Professional Photographics.
Hey, Rita's here. Sustaining alive this evening. She's been at Pharos. How's Pharos?
Amazing.
Did it change your perspective on shit?
Yeah. Sure. The dome was pretty full on.
Getting in and out. When did you go Saturday night?
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. So you had the big line.
Apparently I don't wait in lines.
Yeah.
No, it's a no-no. So I just sat on the grass and waited till it was over and then went and walked in.
I'm not sure if these are all puns or not. I don't know where we are out of this conversation.
Sat on the grass, the dome.
Heaps of lines.
No.
I'm confused. Hey, has this been announced, this gig, John?
Just no. Okay. No.
Nothing.
No, don't. No.
Does nothing.
lying and selling. I dare clutch very tightly in the ankles, corners, lying and selling.
How's it going, Jeremy, with the Outside Bath and Devo? It's nice to hear from you, bud.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Welcome, Rita Steele.
Hello. I was here before as well.
Welcome back, Rita Steele, to the airwaves for 95 BFM.
I want to know if you boys did any Black Friday shopping.
I didn't even know it was on.
I got Uber Eats on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is Black Friday for us on Saturday, though?
Oh, no, it was actually more like, it was like 4 a.m. So it's more like Saturday morning.
Internet shopping from America, or can you do it, like go into a store in New Zealand and do it?
I'm pretty sure that New Zealand companies have picked up on it and there were sales on Friday.
And what are we trying to do? Get rid of the old stock before we get the new stock in for Xmas.
Possibly. I don't know, that there is something else behind it, the Black Friday thing. I think it's like, it's where they break even from the
is
year,
it,
maybe?
Like, tax year or something?
Is it kind of like just a thing designed to, for another bullshit sale, 100%. Perhaps, as well?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it marks the beginning of the blatant consumerist season known as Christmas.
Carimbo. Carimbo. This is nice, actually, though, are we allowed to talk about Christmas yet?
I am doing it right now.
Okay.
I'm saying it's okay.
5395, text us in if you want to complain about us talking about Christmas now.
But it's 1 month so away. Early.
It's the 26th today, so it's we're a month out from Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like we can talk about it. People are buying stuff for it, which is why I thought it was a good idea to start talking about why you shouldn't buy things for it.
Okay.
Get in there. I'll just start with a couple of stats. They're all overseas stats because we don't seem to track our waste quite like other markets are. But
that's a little bit embarrassing.
I know, right? About 30% more waste is created than usual over the Christmas season.
What country are you using these stats
from? That's from the UK.
Okay.
And it seemed pretty similar in other countries.
Sorry, how much waste?
30% more than usual.
Just around Christmas?
Just around the Christmas season.
Okay.
And 41% of the toys that are given to children will break before the next Christmas.
And half of those children are little shits and they shouldn't have any toys at all.
They should have got a piece of coal.
Man, is anybody doing that? That's amazing.
I don't know.
Do you wrap the coal up?
Well, coal isn't sustainable anymore, right?
I'm going right on the internet and finding a kid getting coal for Christmas. That will be... I mean, and then what happens? It just rubs coal over the carpet and shit.
That couldn't be good. It couldn't be good.
I like it.
There'd have to be a modern equivalent of that because that sounds like a nightmare.
The kangaroo's got a black heart.
The kid just goes into making, just starts making
charcoal art.
Out of it.
Yeah, totally. So my little tip for avoiding the consumerism of Christmas is actually the trick, I think, is to try and eliminate the expectations of presents quite far out. So you
what? Tell everyone you know, oh man, this Christmas is going to be not Christmas.
Yeah, totally. Like, isn't just consumerism so lame? No, one of the things that we do,
I think
for me, it hit me one time when somebody said, what did blah, blah, blah get you last year? And I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember what anyone got me the year before. But I could always remember who I was with and what I'd eaten. And at that point, I realised that the presents weren't actually the most important thing about Christmas. I know that sounds silly. It took me to my late 20s to kind of figure that out.
You're both pissing a lot of people off and maybe blowing some minds out there at the moment.
So one of the things that I've been doing over the last few years is Secret Santa with my family. So we get one present each and we make it a good one.
Oh, the office scenario.
It is like the office scenario.
Do you have a price limit?
We do, and it is kind of up there.
And who gives the money to the child? How does that work?
And so children are allowed to get presents, but the adults only get one.
What's the cutoff for a child in your realm?
Oh, it kind of depends on the age of the child. So I don't have a hard and fast rule.
Whether or not you like the kid kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally. And also, like, you know, little kids you can get away with, like, kind of anything. But once they hit about 7 or 8, they get a bit fussy.
You sound like one of these people that gets the packet of scorched almonds and gets down to the end and for mummy and daddy kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
But she's wrapping those up.
Pull that one on your 3-year-old, you know?
Do you have any recommendations for... Is like getting wooden toys still a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Only if you whittle it yourself.
Yeah, so in terms of types of presents, so I have done a little list. Kids are actually quite difficult, but wooden toys is on this little list.
They are in like op shops, you can find a lot of wooden toys. A friend of mine found a Buzzy Bee the other day, a legitimate old school Buzzy Bee.
Totally. The secondhand shops, but also there's starting to be more and more markets around that are doing specific pre-Christmas markets that are secondhand toys that are in good condition. So I know, I can't remember, there was one in Titirangi. I don't know if it's been or not. I was trying to hunt it out, but I will put it up on the Facebook page.
The old market out there at Titirangi, I know that market. Yeah. I got a cool satchel out there one time.
Did you? Mm-hmm. That'll be the artisan markets. This one was also like a specialty. Like they're doing them 2 or 3 times a year, which is kids' toys.
There's always someone there selling some kind of exotic sausage at any market ever.
Yes.
And it'll be like a nice, real friendly German fellow. I love it.
There's an antique fair up in Kumu, so you could get into that.
There's quite a few good stuff out there. Good handmade stuff out there.
Crystal glasses and stuff, I think.
Look at the corrugated animal.